radio, mobile and smart speaker.
This is Cambridge 105 Radio.
This morning, a new BBC documentary explores the problem of fake homelessness. In it, we see Cambridgeshire Police's response to begging on the streets of our city. The reporter is Ellie Flynn, and she joins us now. Good morning, Ellie.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
It strikes me as very difficult to actually define what fake homelessness is. Do you have a definition?
I would probably shy away from using the term as much as possible, because I think there isn't really a definition. In its simplest form, people were taking it as anyone who has a roof over their head at the end of the night, whatever that accommodation may be.
Yeah, but there's different levels of that, of course. I think you show in your documentary, it could be, in theory, it could be somebody who hops on the train and goes back to a nice centrally heated house, but at the same time, it could be somebody who's living with friends, who's sofa surfing, of moving from place to place. It's a very confusing issue.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, for example, in Cambridge, there'd be people who would consider anyone that was begging but was staying in Jimmy's, for example, as fake homeless, whereas I'd say you're still homeless if you're in Jimmy's. It is a homeless hostel.
No, that's absolutely the point but behind it. Do you think that Cambridge differs in particular from elsewhere in the country, both in the attitude to the homeless and then, again, as is featured, the attitude to them by the police?
Yeah, so I think Cambridge differs in that the police are taking a very hardline approach on begging. So they say that nobody needs to be sleeping on the street in Cambridge. But I went to visit Jimmy's during the time making the documentary, and I found that not to be true. It can be up to 5 days, and you do have to go and knock every single day to get in, and that's really difficult for some people who are living a very chaotic lifestyle on the street. If you don't have a phone, and it can be hard to get up at the same time every day and to make things. So I found that the argument that you don't need to be home to Cambridge not to be so true.
Yeah. Well, one thing that struck me actually when you were in the police station was the whiteboard on the wall and the list of presumably it was of the known homeless and little notes about them, where they'd been and presumably what trouble they'd got into.
Yeah, so that list is of people that regularly give the police problems. And I think 80% of those were accommodated in some way. Now, lots of those were in Jimmy's or in Willow Walk, which is another temporary accommodation. Some were in council houses, but it was varying levels of accommodation. And, you know, I understand the police's job is enforcement, but I think what concerned me was that there didn't seem to be all of the services that I thought that were going to be available in Cambridge.
It's interesting because we have a lot of people who come in and they're working with the homeless. We speak to people from Jimmy's and from some of the organisations, say like Winter Comfort, who are doing their best to help get people off the streets and into work. And there seems to be so many different organisations, but it's so often seems to happen these days. It's tying them all up into some sort of order, if you like, and everybody seems to overlap a little bit on everybody else.
Yeah, and that's, I think, potentially the issue. There isn't really a nationwide answer to this. I think every council and every police force is taking it independently, and the services are good in Cambridge. You know, Jimmy's was a nice hospital, and there are services, but I think the difficulty is it's you know, like the policeman said at the end of the documentary, they just don't see an answer to this. And I don't know whether that needs to come from a national level, if there needs to be a more unified response across the country. I mean, I don't know the answer to it, but whatever is happening at the moment doesn't seem to be working.
And the police's treatment of the homeless, moving beggars out of sight, I don't know, are they trying to clean things up, or is it simply a little bit of tough love going on?
I don't know. I mean, that was a question that I asked, and I think it's something that I say in the documentary. Cambridge is a very beautiful city, and you do get the sense, potentially, it's not nice to see, and that this is an option. You can just move people out of the town centre for 48 hours, and it gives Cambridge some respite, and that was something that I felt quite uncomfortable with. But also, you know, the police say that they are the powers they have at their disposal. They can either arrest someone for begging under a law from the 1800s, or they can move people on. And I do understand that, I suppose, that they feel they have to do something.
So Cambridge City Council says there are enough spaces. From what you've seen, do you think that's true?
Well, when I went to Jimmy's, it was full. And when I spoke to the council afterwards, they said that nobody has to wait longer than 5 days. But 5 days can be in the streets. And so if you're getting arrested for begging during that time or for sleeping, you're moved on for sleeping often. That's a chaotic 5 days, and it's difficult if you do have to knock every day and turn up every day and put your name down to move up the list. And that is difficult for someone who's living a chaotic life.
One of the things that struck me about Jimmy's, that I don't think I knew, was that it's there's some people, I don't know if it's not that many, but some people who are effectively paying a going rate to stay there of several hundred pounds. I was astounded as to why. You know, puts a roof over their heads, but you're kind of it just doesn't feel right. You know that there's not somewhere else where those £100 could go to move other homeless people in.
No, I agree, and I think the fact that people have to pay £100 a week sometimes to stay at Jimmy's, that's an absurd amount of money. And you know, I did feel perhaps it was taking a bed off someone who doesn't have any money at all.
Yeah, and it just didn't. Yeah, one of those things just didn't really feel right. Really. Well, look, Ellie. Fascinating documentary, which people I think can see. It's BBC Three, so it gets complicated, but it's effectively on the BBC iPlayer, where people can take a look at that. Not just Cambridge. You visited. It was Liverpool and Torquay as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Where you were visiting as well, but for obvious reasons, we're looking at Cambridge here today. Thank you very much for speaking to us. And that's Ellie. Ellie. And her documentary, Fake Homeless, can be seen on the BBC iPlayer. It's 8:18.
Cambridge 105 Radio.